yeah.
Home cooking, home cooking.
And now, cooking with Sheridan Rogers.
Bom bom. Good morning, Sheridan.
Good morning.
Now, I mentioned yesterday that Robin Gibb, one of the twins, his brother died a few years ago of a similar complaint,
Robin Gibb of the Bee Gees.
Has been diagnosed with liver cancer. He's only 61. He was here about 4 months ago, and he did look dreadful, I must say. But it's so serious, his illness, that his mother, Barbara, who's 91, and brother Barry, who I think 65, have both flown from the to the United Kingdom from America. But there, and we've also heard, of course, that Andy, the younger one, died aged 30.
That's at least 8 or 9 years ago now that he died. Yeah, he was the baby of the family, Andy.
Yes, but he did get heavily into drugs, I know.
That's very sad about Robin. In fact, you know, they had a sister. They had a sister called Leslie Evans.
That's what I was going to ask you about.
Yeah, and I did a story about this about 8 years ago. I went to see her, and she actually stood in for Robin in the late 60s at London's Talk of the Town when he split from his brothers. And the concert in which that she sang in was recorded and broadcast on BBC TV. And Robert Stigwood, the manager of the Bee Gees at the time, on the strength of her performance, offered her a US tour. She's the unsung heroine, actually, of the Bee Gees. But she didn't take up that offer because she just had twins, and she's a very private person. And she said it never occurred to her to go into showbiz. She knows how traumatic that can be. And well, it's obviously taken its toll on those boys.
She had a wonderful opportunity and turned it down. That's wonderful.
Yeah, she says, this is what I wrote at the time, I doubt I would have remained married. She said, showbiz is very tough. It sure took its toll on the boys. They've all been through a divorce.
Now, what's her married name?
Leslie Evans, and she went ahead. She had those twins, but then she had another 5 children. Amazing.
Yes, I knew she had quite a...
She was living at the time when I interviewed her in the Lower Blue Mountains with her husband, very happily, and with lots of dogs around as well.
Yes, we went to visit them, didn't we? Okay, very interesting.
And their mother, Barbara, actually, she apparently was a singer as well. And Father Hugh, he played in a variety of bands throughout the UK during the war years, but he'd said to Barbara, wife, you know, one musician in the family is enough. So he didn't let her sing in the band.
Well, we have a particular interest because when you were a very little girl in Brisbane, my friend Bill Gates was discovering them singing on the back of a truck at these Saturday night speedways, and he named them the Bee Gees, and we followed their careers.
Amazing, yeah. They've been fantastic.
And it has been an amazing career.
Yeah, so fantastic career. Oh, it's very sad to hear about Robin.
Since another fellow I know called Darren Hinch has had a liver transplant, I wonder why transplants haven't been mentioned if he's got liver cancer.
Yeah, good point.
Okay, well, let's talk about something happier now, cooking. What have you got for us today?
Well, I've got mangoes for you today because they are abundant this year. They're just fabulous. In fact, I was down at the greengrocer yesterday and I saw some almost the size of a football. They're just enormous. Let me say, I don't really like those huge ones. The ones I love are the Kensington Prides, and they come from North Queensland, Mareeba, Bowen area. They're beginning to come in at the moment. I know that Woolworths has the Calypso mangoes in as well at the moment. I don't like those so much, but the Kensington Prides are beautiful. Quite a lot of the mangoes actually start coming in so early because they're growing them in the Northern Territory. But as I said, the ones from Queensland, those Kensington Prides, are the very best. They're just really luscious and juicy. In fact, in my book, The Cook's Garden, which was published last month, I've got a poem about mangoes, and I'll just read you one verse.
Yes.
It's by a fellow called Richard Tipping. He says, mangoes are not cigarettes. Mangoes are fleshy, sinful, passionate fruits. Mangoes are hungry to be sucked. Mangoes are glad to be stuck in the teeth. Mangoes like lush and kissing.
Wow.
And I like eating mangoes in the shower because they make so much mess.
Oh, I see. Now, do you use them in cooking?
Yes. Well, I've got a beautiful recipe today that was given to me by the chef at the Sydney Convention Centre last week, Uwe Habermel. It's for a mango sorbet. I think that's one of the best ways to have mangoes, either as a sorbet or as a granita. And in this sorbet, the mangoes are actually mixed with kaffir lime leaves, very finely shredded, and some saffron, which makes it really quite different and very interesting. Very refreshing, lovely for summer entertaining.
Okay, and it's in your website?
Yes, on my website, sheridanrogers.com.au, and if you go there, you'll find a link to my book, my new book, The Cook's Garden, as well.